Good morning and welcome back to week three of the Binge Buzz. I am here with Hall of Fame coach Stan Binge, myself Garrett Burkle, and I'm joined by Jason Brown. Now, coach, unfortunately, your girls start off 0-3 with the loss to Brownsburg, but you guys had a marvelous fourth quarter kind of comeback before, you know, falling short to the Bulldogs. How do you guys, what kind of ignited that spark there towards the end of the game?
Oh, we hit a few shots. I mean, I thought our girls played hard the entire game. I mean, Brownsburg has a force in the middle, which is hard and to deal with, and she was good. But, you know, we did things right, and sometimes when you do things right, you don't get rewarded for it because we missed some shots and that kind of thing, but we hit a few shots down the stretch, and we're able to get our defense to pay off. But we're progressing, and that's all you can ask.
Well, Coach, how are we doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, so going into that game, how did you prepare to stop Avery Gordon?
Well, we wanted to put pressure up the floor so they couldn't get the ball up to see her, because once she gets the ball, she just has a phenomenal set of hands and finishes very well at the basket. And when you're that, when you don't have anyone within 8 inches of her, it's tough. And so once she got it in the lane, you know, we wanted to flood it and double team her and that type thing, but she got it so quick and shot it so quickly, it was difficult for the girls to get in there. But for the most part, you know, I thought we did what we needed to, but sometimes you just got to give the other team credit.
So, Coach, you were without one of your best three-point shooters in that game, and Zoe Wheeler, but, you know, your girls knocked down a few threes, I think around four or five threes to end the game off. Again, they were on fire from in the fourth quarter from three. You know, what does that kind of say about your team, you know, that you have other girls, you know, now knocking down those three-point shots?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, shooting well masks a lot of problems that you have. And like I said, when you do things right and don't shoot well, you don't get paid off. And sometimes it goes the other way. You hit shots. That doesn't mean you're not doing things right all the time. But I thought in that last 3 or 4 minutes, we were doing what we needed to. We didn't turn the ball over as much as we have been. We shot the ball better. And when you shoot well, sometimes because you get good looks. And we got good looks in that fourth quarter. Earlier in the game, I thought we were doing things right, but we rushed our shots a little bit. When you're out of rhythm, you don't shoot as well.
So, Coach, their next opponent, how do you plan on to prepare for them?
Well, we only have one practice, and we play Plainfield Tuesday. And my brother coaches a team at Plainfield, and, you know, they beat Brownsburg in double overtime. And, you know, they got a team that shoots the ball very, very well. They got a lot of very good shooters, and his daughter is a 6'2 girl in the post that does a nice job. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to watch her work in the off season, that kind of thing. So they've got a lot of girls that have played a lot of basketball, very intelligent. So we're going to have to do what we did against Brownsburg and just keep getting more intelligent. And then each day I'm learning more about our team, what we need to do to be successful.
Well, Coach, before I move on to my playing field questions, you know, you guys, again, against Brownsburg, you guys showed a lot of resilience in the fourth quarter. How will that kind of, you know, in that fourth quarter and throughout, you know, majority of that second half, you know, how do you think that's going to help your girls throughout the season?
Well, I think more than anything, it shows them what we've been talking about, what we need to play, what we need to do, can pay off when we do it. Just because a coach says it or someone says it, sometimes you don't believe. So hopefully our girls are starting to believe. They're starting to do what they need to, which we haven't always done, and that's why we're 0-3. So, but they're heading in the right direction. They're trying to do the right things now, which is what's important.
So, Coach, obviously you play your niece in Peyton Binge this week. You know, first off, how cool is that, you know, to, as an uncle, you know, to get to coach against your niece? And then I saw you and your brother after the Brownsburg game. I was just wondering, you know, if anything was said there, you know, before the upcoming game or anything like that.
Well, we didn't talk much about the game or anything, but yeah, I talked to my brother all the time about basketball, and, you know, it's a neat situation. Being able to coach against him and the niece, I'm sure after the game we'll be able to share what each of us thought of each other's teams and help us become better. So As a matter of fact, after the game, we didn't talk basketball. He was telling me about his pickleball experience. So,
awesome, awesome. All right, one more question before we go off, Coach. About a week ago, we lost an Indiana coaching legend in Bob Knight. Do you have any just comments on that, or you know anything that you know Bob Knight did for your career?
Well, you know, growing up, you pick things up from different coaches, and you know, he was starting his coaching career when I started off, and so I picked things up from John Wood and Dean Smith, Bobby Knight defensively, and that kind of thing, and a very brilliant person. And then I know there's some people that just reveal him as an idol, but he's a human being and had flaws. And I think it just shows you that what you want to do is emulate his positive traits. And then what a great influence he had on the state of Indiana as far as basketball and trying to do things right for his players. He backed his players. He did things off the court for them. And that's the part that I took away from Bobby Knight, and I appreciate having the opportunity to watch his teams play.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Coach. As this week, the Lady Giants will be at home against Plainfield and then at Warren Central on Friday the 17th. You guys should tune in to WBDG for that Plainfield game. Unfortunately, we'll not be calling the Warren Central game due to semi-state and football, but we'll have much more coverage of the Lady Giants throughout the season. Once again, thank you, Coach.
Okay, wait, just a second. Warren Central, our game's been moved to Saturday afternoon because of the semi-state, yes.
Heard that.
So, if you could let everybody know, JV start at 12 o'clock. Our varsity will play at 1:30 at Warren Central because we want everybody to go out and root on our boys Friday night on the football.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Coach Benj. And again, that will be Saturday now at Warren Central, so I'm sure we'll be on call for that. But once again, thank you guys for listening. You guys have a great day.
Where it began.